some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Good evening, everybody. We've got a great show here tonight. We've got psychic Zoe Niklaus back, and she's going to be taking your calls in just a second. Last month, I think she was in like some far-off, remote, desolate place, and we just had to kind of rely on a lot of blind luck that the show was going to work, and it worked great. And tonight, we have Zoe calling in from a more metropolitan area. So regardless, we're going to have a fantastic time. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow night, we have Mr. Soul Dancer. Yes, that is his real live legal name. Soul Dancer is going to be on talking about his book, Pay Me What I'm Worth. Also, Leave Your Fat Behind. That's another book that he's got. And he's talking tomorrow night about some education and training courses and money opportunities, if you are so inclined to tune into that. And on Friday's early Friday night dance party, which is really a Friday morning dance party, we've got the rock group Steadman at 9 a.m. Pacific time, calling in live from the United Kingdom. So that's what's happening the rest of the week. But tonight we've got Zoe, and welcome back to the show. How are you?
I am doing awesome. How are you, Garrett?
I'm excited that you're here tonight. We've got a ton of people that I've already pre-screened, and it's a good time to remind everybody that if you would like to call in and ask a question, now is the time to do it. Don't wait for the phone lines to get crazy, crazy. We've got about seven or eight people that have already called in. We're going to take as many calls as we can tonight, but now is the time to call in. So if you're watching the show on your computer, dial in at 323-657-1493. I'm also right now opening up the Blog Talk chat room. You can join me there. And also, I'm on Facebook. So if you'd like to ping me while the show is going live and ask a question, you can certainly do that too. And anyway, we're having a great start after Labor Day. How was your Labor Day?
You know, it was pretty fun. It was busy. Each day was rather full. So I would say it was pretty successful in the fun department, that's for sure.
Fun is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yes.
You know, I know that we've got a lot of things that are going on tonight, but I want to make sure that we kind of talk about a couple of things that I think that are important. You've got a special that you're going to be offering listeners tonight, so we want to make sure to talk about that. And then also, I would love it if you would talk to us before we get started tonight about how you developed your psychic abilities, because honestly, I would like to develop mine, but I get to rely upon fantastic people like you if I've got a question. But how did you begin this journey, Zoe?
That's an excellent question. Well, first thing first here, let's talk about the special.
Oh, yes.
So what I'm offering from now through the end of this month, excellent deal, 15 minutes. Folks, if you buy 15 minutes, which is $30, you will get another 15 minutes for free. So it's kind of like a buy one, get one free. So again, that's from starting this evening on through the end of this month, the month of September. And again, it's a great deal. It's a wonderful opportunity to connect, and we can definitely have a look, see what's going on in your world, and address those issues that might be in your face at the moment. So I just would like to continue to mention this throughout the hour. Folks, please take advantage of this. It's an excellent opportunity. My normal prices where I typically read at is actually $120 an hour. So $30 for half an hour is a steal. So I highly encourage it because it's very enlightening. It's healing. It's a fantastic journey, and I just absolutely adore every person I connect with. It's amazing. So on to your question about developing the psychic abilities. First of all, I believe that with humanity, we are all sentient beings. We are born sensitive. If we choose to tap in, we are first and foremost generally aware of energy, our energy, other people's energies. That's one of the ways we sort of tune in. With myself, as a young child, I was extremely sensitive to other people's energies as well as my own. and I didn't understand it at the time, so I was the classical, very shy child. Didn't talk for quite a while until, of course, I hit high school, then that was a different story. But I was constantly overwhelmed with people's energies, I would say, feeling the pulse of the room, walking from this place to this place, going from the car into the mall or whatever it was. Just being very aware of that, that for me felt extremely magnified. The next thing, the next chapter of developing my abilities, the message here, first of all, folks, is that they do tend to develop on their own. It's a matter of, are we going to stop and choose to pay attention? So I chose to pay attention at different points in my life, and over the last several years, almost nearly the last 20 years or so, have definitely given it more undivided attention. So the first thing that I have noted in my world coming up and developing my abilities was paying attention to the energies. The second thing, of course, was knowing when the phone would ring or filling in the gap of people's conversations, you know, and then they would look at me and say, oh my goodness, how did you know I was going to say that? So sometimes these things happen and we don't realize, oh, this is part of what's going on here. So anyway, of course, I have taken classes along the way. I believe classes are excellent because they do offer a direction and a structure. And we are typically called to that which attracts us. In the late 90s, prana healing was brought up here to the Seattle area. I took a nice weekend-long workshop up at Bastyr University under Master Choa. And it was fantastic. And I've taken a number of other classes. More recently, in the last couple of years, became a certified theta healer. Also in my journey in the late 90s, I did take some classes on hypnotherapy. So with my abilities, they are both a combination of natural, and I have received training and direction, yet with the natural gifts that I do have, it's also wrapping it all up into one thing. At this present place and time, I do continue to do healings and readings, and I've begun to start mentoring people along with life coaching, spiritual life coaching. And what that actually involves is to help people reprioritize their thoughts, and to understand the real message of what's coming through spiritually, helping to shift the perspective of what's really going on. A bad day can be a bad day. It's a perception. However, if we look at all the small events in the bad day, were they actually markers? Were they things that have happened that we are attracting to us for whatever reason? So at the end of the day, was it indeed actually a perfectly based day because everything happened the way it was supposed to and everything is in divine order and it brought us to a new level of understanding? So this is what I also enjoy teaching people when they choose to meet with me. And I also do that, by the way, I schedule one-on-ones like this, mentoring either by phone or in person. That is always an option as well. So that's a short story of a long history for you, Garrett.
Well, I love that. You know, and it's one of those things that I think is interesting because everybody that, you know, either calls into the show as a, you know, caller for one of the guests or has a special talent like you do, Zoe, I think they've all reached their, you know, their path in life a little bit differently. So understanding where you've come from, I think, is really awesome. I do wish, however, I could just go to Costco and buy the 5-gallon drum of how to be, you know, a psychic and just, you know, take a big, giant, you know, gulp of it every day.
Well,
and then
sure.
Magically that would work. That would be
well,
really
cool.
Well,
that's why you have people like me.
But that's why
yeah. You're
here. Okay.
That's
well,
great.
Should we get started? I've got some other questions for you, but should we get started and actually talk to some folks who have been calling in and waiting?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, just A reminder, if you'd like to call in, do so now. The hotline is 323-657-1493. I've got a ton of you that have called in, but unless you press 1, that prompts me that you actually want to ask a question, because sometimes people just want to call in and listen from your phone, which is certainly very cool and acceptable to do. But unless you press that 1, I just think you're calling in to listen from your telephone. So do that, and while Zoe's talking to Donna, who's going to be our first caller, I'm going to screen some other calls. I also have some questions popping in from Facebook, so we'll get to all of you as time permits tonight. And our first call is coming from Donna. Donna, you're live with Zoe. Thanks for being patient and holding. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Hi, Zoe. How
Hello,
are you?
Donna. How are you? I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to take advantage of your reading. That's really a nice discount. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wanted to know if a relationship's coming up for me, and, you know, I'd like to get married. I'm 61, and I'd like to, you know, have a companion, lover, you know, love relationship.
Absolutely. Okay. So, Donna, what I see for you is this. First of all, I do see that you have been without a companion for a while, and understandable. And where you're at now, it makes sense for other reasons. So, yes, first of all, the companionship will return. It will return in a fashion that you're interested in. Right now, at this moment, it doesn't necessarily feel like you really want the quote-unquote marriage ticket per se. You're looking for companionship. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I think I would like to get married. I think I like that security, and, you know, you can help each other as you get older, and, I think.
Oh, absolutely, yes. So I would like to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
So regarding seeking a companion, would you like to feel safe in the process of attracting to you that which you truly desire? Would that be okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. So in this process, this is an example of theta healing. We go through Creator, and we ask for Creator to simply give that to you to help you to feel safe. And also, would you like to feel more connected within your own self? The reason I'm saying this is because there seems to be different pieces and parts of you, but you're not fully connected as a whole human. So would you like to receive that through Creator?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go ahead and do that. And in the theta healing process, it's a process of witnessing the change as it is occurring, as it is being given to you. So it's possible that you may want to take a nice deep breath, or you might want to yawn. And yawning is wonderful, because what that is an example of is energy moving. So in this process of being excited to attract a companion, to bring in a companion, there are a couple of things that we can do for you. Now, the movement of energy is fantastic. Just want to make sure that you are clear about your purpose for a companion, your reason for a companion. You've stated your reasons. Just wanting to make sure that on the inside of you, with the healing aspect, that you are on a united front, shall we say. Okay?
Yes.
So that will be one thing that we do work on in a future session. But right now, let's go ahead and do a process for you that will help you to get more fully connected within your own self. Mm-hmm. And let's see, safety and knowing that it's possible to be safe and to feel safe. And then also, Donna, just a quick question. Have you made a list of the characteristics that you're looking for in your companion? Okay, excellent. Excellent. So keep that with you. Always peruse it. Make sure. I'm also a certified theta practitioner in the area of relationships. So that is also its own journey as well. So that's beautiful. You feel like you're focused to me. And I think also in time, again, when we connect, we can go through the chakras, make sure they're cleared and balanced, and also make sure that you are doing the best thing that you can for you. So now, as an example, let's go ahead and revisit the question again. And I'm doing this because I answered your question right off the bat to show something. When we practitioners engage with a client and the client asks a question and we provide the answer, it's great. However, if we incorporate the healing component and then answer the question, understand that your energies have already shifted to a certain extent, that you've already been readjusted, shall we say, by source. And so now if we revisit the question, ask me the question again, please.
If a companion love relationship is going to be coming into my life, possibly a marriage?
Yes, that is coming, and this is going to be probably by March of next year. And so between now and then, now and then, invest the time in yourself, frequent the places that you enjoy, because oftentimes we draw people to us when we're busy with our lives, when we are engaged fully with what we love to do, what we enjoy. That's when our energies are higher, our vibration is higher, and that's when those folks will start finding us, because what we're doing is we are expending energy in a way where it makes us feel happy, it makes us feel good. Secondly, we're also naming a marker out to the universe of, okay, this is how I would love to feel. This is my identification as far as fun, framework, however you wish to define that. And then that way, you can go to source, you can go to God and say, okay, this frequency or higher would greatly fit my needs. So there you have it. And yes, you will be married again in this lifetime, okay? And
oh,
you're
good.
Probably, in the big picture, you'll be married in the next year to year and a half. You'll first meet this person, though, somewhere within the next 6 months. So just take your time, okay?
Oh, good. Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
We
Excellent.
Want an invitation, Donna.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
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 Thanks so much for your call. Okay, take care.
Thank you.
And our next caller is calling, or her name is Lenora. Lenora, thanks for waiting. You are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I don't really know how to ask this, but I've worked in law enforcement for 28 years.
Uh-huh.
And I have PTSD, and I don't really know what's wrong with me. I don't understand everything that's going on with me, and mm-hmm. I would really like some clarification if you can help me.
Sure. Okay, Lenora. First of all, just a reminder about the special. I think that would be a wonderful thing for you to invest in, because we can look at certain things more in depth. So in your bigger picture, what you've just described, I would like to also ask you the same question. Would you like to know how to and what it feels like to feel safe in your skin right now?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So let's go ahead. We're going to have Source, Creator, God do this for you right now. The reason I am asking for that to be put in place for you is because I definitely sense the frenetic energies going on within you. And mm-hmm. it feels like you're in a dark hallway, kind of almost afraid to run or scream. Your energies are being thrown all over the place. So let's get your energies gathered up a little bit more. Would that be okay with you?
Yes.
Let's bring your energies in, because, honey, you're all over the board. It's understandable, but right now you are safe. And would you like to know it's possible to feel safe right now? Would that be okay?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So let's do that. Let's just take our time in this space for this moment. And also, I keep hearing the word peace. So let's have Creator bring in peace for you and to bring it into your entire beingness so that you know how to and what it feels like to have peace and to know it is possible. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do that. And again, on my end, folks, sometimes I'm quiet for a bit, sometimes not. Again, the purpose and the reason is to witness this change that's going on with Lenora right now. And we're simply helping her to feel safe in her body and to bring peace into her body so that we can then get her in a good place where we can now answer the question. So in your big picture, Lenora, yes, to validate, there has been a lot of things that have taken place, trauma and so on, and you are getting ready to make a change in your world energetically, okay? And this is a positive thing for you. It's a positive shift. So pretty soon, it does look like you're going to come to a Y in the road as far as the career goes, whether you retire or whether you take a different kind of position. But what is happening with you is that due to the environment you're in, even if you're quote-unquote just in the office, that's a very big deal because you are sitting within the energies of a lot of stuff happening constantly. So what you are actually struggling with is everybody else's stuff. There is a process that can happen for you where all of those energies are simply separated out and away from you and to have you filled with love and forgiveness. So would you like for that to happen right now through Creator?
I would, but I'm already retired.
Okay.
Have to retire because of the PTSD.
Sure, that's understandable. And part of this, too, is from you carrying the energies without realizing it, okay? So it's also a releasing process, regardless of the length of time of the retirement at this point in time. Those energies, every time, within our memories, here's what happens as well. Even though you're retired, you sit at home, and when you think back about certain situations that took place over time, and it's innocent, it happens with all of us, when we go into that space, that can reactivate stuff within us, you see. So part of what's going on with you is that when you reflect back in time, it's activating stuff. It's, again, a process of separating out those energies, sort of the theme of that was then, this was now. In time, it would be nice if we could work with you to just teach you a couple of things about what you can to do to better support yourself. In time, will you feel more comfortable? You will. One direction that would actually behoove you is to delve into art. What you're showing me right now is that your creativity would like to be more fully expressed. I actually see you painting on canvases. It's time for you now to find some sort of creative expression medium, if you will, medium meaning painting, even coloring, to express that what's going on within you, to release that out. In your mind, part of this is you keep thinking something is wrong. And if we can switch that and change that around for you and say, you know, Lenora, it's actually time to find a creative outlet. Start doing that to release that part of you on the inside and also to begin expressing yourself in a more positive way. with you. It's time for more physical stuff to happen, more physical work. So in other words, picking up an art brush would be great, even to take short walks. I do sense that your physical body has suffered some stress as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it's rebalancing. It's, again, the perception of looking at life differently and, okay, so this is the old way. This is what you used to do. Now it's time to, you know, look at these things. Incorporate just one thing. It doesn't mean that you have to take off all your clothes and put on the new swimsuit and jump in the pool. Okay, when we make change, it's easier to do it one step at a time and also one thing at a time. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
that's what's going on in the big picture, is that it's time for you to have some self-nurturing going on so that that chapter of your life can begin to be released. Okay?
Okay.
And you are going to feel more balanced as soon as the end of the year, definitely. And it sounds like a long time, but it's not. By next April, you will feel far more content within yourself and what is going on in your world.
Thank
okay?
you so much.
You're welcome.
I truly appreciate it.
You're
and
welcome,
I'll take
dear.
You up on that special offer.
Excellent. Awesome.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Lenora. Yeah. And again, this is really cool. You know, again, Zoe's got a great offer. If you go to her website, and the link is right there on the show page, so all you got to do is click that. But on top of that, if you say, I don't know what her website is, even though the link is right there, the email is right there, her contact information right there, and her Facebook page is right there. So you have no excuses for not taking advantage of her Rated-G Radio special, which is basically buy one, get one free. 15 minutes, $30. She'll give you another 15 minutes for free. So you need to take advantage of that. I heard you talking to Lenora on the last call, talking about, you know, finding some of the information within and knowing, you know, that things are there. Can you talk about what you're kind of inferring there, Zoe?
Yes, there is. There's a famous phrase that a couple of folks that I mentor usually ask. The answers are within. What is that?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What does that mean? What is this all about? Well, if we go back to the beginning of the conversation here at the top of the show, when we talk about being quote-unquote psychic, we are all sentient beings. We are all intuitive. When we choose to pay attention to the energies and the markers, the little coincidences that happen in our world, the serendipitous moments when it just feels like, oh my gosh, that was so perfect. No one could have ever orchestrated it. What a beautiful miracle. When those things happen, what is also happening within us, a couple things going on. First of all, we are in that moment in time mirroring the picture of what's going on inside of us. In other words, when those beautiful things happen, we most definitely had a lot to do with that. So the things that go on the inside of us, meaning emotional, spiritual, physical, mental, everything works together on the inside. If we can think of it like say as a computer, for example, we've got these four programs and they all work together to create one united program called whatever, what word. So when we have a look at that, when we take our time with that and we sit and listen, if we can think of these four components on the insides of ourselves, again, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. If we can imagine like a little round table and four of us, four of our own little mini Zoe sitting around this table thinking, okay, what's going on? The answers are here. Well, so where do I need to go? What am I looking at? What am I missing? Where is the balance? What is the balance within here? And most importantly, how does it feel? What is going on? So if the answers are within, we really are our own true inner counsel. Some say that when we are fully connected to God, there is something called this I Am presence, and that is the God within us. And so when we say the answers are within, we're connected to Source, Creator, God, whatever your belief system is, we're connecting to that source. And we're coming in, we are choosing to be still, be at peace, be present, be quiet. And when we are quiet, that's typically when the answers come. When we are distracted and we feel like, oh my gosh, this is the last thing I ever expected. Oh my God, the bottom's dropping out on this whole project. We sit down, and all of a sudden it's like things start making sense, actually. Here comes the balance. Well, no, this had to happen, which affects this, which affects this. And then the answers come. That's one way to look at it. That has been definitely my experience. When we have the answers within, though, we are our own inner counsel as well. It takes practice, most definitely. It does. But when we can do our best to stay connected, pay attention, really acknowledge all these positive things, also be thankful of the things that feel crunchy or negative, because those are little mini life changers. And those are like little spinners on the floor to help say, okay, now you need to change your life path, but just a half a degree, because guess what? There's wonderful things coming that direction. So it's an awareness factor overall. Yeah.
I love that. You know, and it's funny that you bring that up, because I've had a couple of circumstances having to do with the show in the last couple of days where I'm just like, my gut is telling me, you know, this just isn't right, or, you know, the circumstances for this particular situation just are not what they should be. And, you know, I think that I'm trying to tune into a lot of the things that you've been coaching me on here, Zoe. And I'll tell you, that has, I think, kind of saved the day a couple of times this week. So, number one, thank you for that. But number two, we have a ton of other folks that have called in tonight that I haven't screened yet. We're going to take as many calls as we possibly can. And I want to make sure to remind everybody that if you either don't get your call answered tonight, or you want more time with Zoe, because, you know, who doesn't want more time with Zoe? Contact her and tell her you want the Rated G Radio special, and that's $15 or a 15-minute session for $30, and you get a second 15-minute session for free. So take advantage of that. Our next caller is Melvina, and Melvina, thanks for waiting. You are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question is regarding my career. I've been looking for a new job, and I'm wondering how quickly you see me getting my next placement.
Okay. So, all right. What I see with you, Melvina, is I do see you putting forth a lot of energy in different directions. It looks like you've got a strong between 4 and 5 potentials here. You've also been working and haven't heard back hardly. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, what I see for you, when I look at the calendar, it feels like somewhere between the 17th to the 24th of this month, you will hear something about a career. You will start working again. Honestly, it feels like before the end of this month, you might even start work like the 28th or the 29th. So keep up the hope, most definitely. There are some things attached to whatever has happened in the past regarding your career path. There are certain things that still need to be released, if you will. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so, yes, okay. So whether it was a person or a situation or a combination of factors, what you may want to do is do your own prayer. Do your own releasing prayer. Release whatever that was. Back up to Creator or to Source. Ask that it's transmuted to love and light. Ask that love is given to you as well as forgiveness. Forgive the situation. Forgive yourself. You can do like a quick little two-minute thing outside. I would strongly suggest going outside barefoot if you can to help you ground, because for you in particular, you sometimes have a tendency to hold on to that which has already happened. And it's like, okay. So this is the time where it's time to say, okay, Melvina, time to pull up the big girl panties, so to speak, do a little thing for yourself, and then move forward in this new feeling of, okay, I've now released this. I'm now asking Source to fill this order. Hello, I need work, and I need work in this kind of way. Please bring it to me. Remember, we can have, and we have the choice and the right to ask for God to bring that to us and to clear out of the way whatever is standing between us and that possibility, that opportunity. Ask for Source to clear out the garbage and bring it to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And pay attention to all the whispers in the universe. So you may overhear a conversation at a coffee shop or at the library or at the Work Source Center. Keep your eyes and ears and senses open, because those are also directionals for us to follow. So do that. Pay attention to that. Garrett had talked about his gut feeling. If it's something that it feels like, oh my gosh, that's right, I think that's something I need to do too, even though it might sound like it's so far out in left field, act on it anyway, because when you act on things, especially in the world of looking for employment, when we take action, the Source, Universe, God responds like, oh, she means it. Okay, well, here we go. Take that step forward no matter what, okay? Because when you put forth your energy, that energy will also be matched with yours. All righty?
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear.
Thanks, Melvina. Have a great night. Okay, now, real quick question, because we got a ton of people, and I don't mean to throw in my stuff in the middle of this, but I'm going to ask this real quick. I've had a couple of instances lately where I've like woken up out of a dead sleep, or I had something in my head like, you know, get up and you need to check the computer for this, or get up and you need to send a note to so and so, or get up and do whatever. I mean, just out of the blue. And part of me wants to sit there and resist it and going like, I know I'm supposed to be open and, you know, receptive to these things. And then some of me, part of me is going like, are you crazy? It's 3 a.m. This can wait until 6 when you get up. Go back to sleep. And I'll lay there and it's like, no, you need to get up and check this now. What is there a good way to kind of gauge when, you know, sometimes you're being maybe silly with yourself versus when you really should be listening?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a number of factors going on here, and even though your question sounds really simple, there's about 4 different things going on. First of all, the universe has an uncanny way of choosing to connect with us during what we call the dead hour, which is from 3 to 4 in the morning, and that's when all of the animals in the forest are quiet. That's when it's the quietest, and our soul is awake and our soul can hear. Number 2, right now, astrologically, there's a lot of changes going on. I myself am not an astrologist. However, I've got a couple of great friends who are, and according to what's going on, especially this whole entire month, there's a lot of change going on. So right now, this entire month, there is irregularity of sleep. So we're going to wake up at different points. Number 3, you are growing to be more in tune with yourself. And what you're acting on is that whisper. Because sometimes, let's say you said, oh, forget it, I'll just get to it in the morning. You could have either forgot about it in the morning, or you send off the email and they're like, oh, sorry, thank you for your interest, but we chose someone else, you know. So when we receive these cosmic phone calls from the universe, it's really important to answer that call. And so is there a rhyme or reason? Not necessarily. More importantly, what is happening with you, Garrett, is that you're becoming more centered within yourself. That's another buzzword, buzz phrase. But you're starting to listen more. You're starting to pay attention more. Will it level out? Yes. It's almost like you might be in a test mode right now. Well, let's see what he does now. Here, let's throw in at him. Is he going to listen? Is he going to pay attention? So eventually, if it truly really does become a pattern, it is, you have the power and control to say, okay, guys, I need a full night's sleep tonight. So starting at 6 a.m. in the morning or 7 a.m., I would love to then answer your calls. I'm serious.
Okay.
Sometimes they're like, no, we have to hit the override button and talk to you now. And it's like, okay. But what you are demonstrating is that you are becoming more perceptive and you're taking action. And that's a beautiful thing. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you for that. Was a whole lot more of an answer than I was expecting, but thank you for that. Okay.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from Mark on Facebook, and Mark has a question. He says he has two long-term goals that he'd like to do on a full-time basis. However, raising the money that is needed to get it started is a challenge. Do you see Mark being able to do this full-time and leave his current job?
Okay. All right. So long-term. His job, okay, so currently, I can see why he's struggling with this, because the full-time job is just that. Right now, it's kind of like what I like to call this the muggle world. So in the muggle world, this is what he does to generate revenue to do what his heart's passion truly is. So that's where this is going, and this is the beginning of that balance. And I'm sure he's probably already started that. This will take some time. I see, let me see here. It looks like he will be able to embrace both of these things. It's going to take longer than he's anticipating. It's going to take probably 18 months to 2 years. But if he can continue to maintain balance and start looking at his present employment as this is what needs to get done to facilitate the beginning of those things. Now, will the fundraising go well? One of the two things that he's working on, the fundraising will go absolutely well. And it's going to be, because that goes so well, and it's going to be a very nice steady upswing. I really don't see any hiccups with that one, other than it will continue to generate revenue to be the nonprofit or whatever he's working towards for that one. For the second one, it's going to take longer. It's going to feel like, oh my God, why did I choose to do this? This is a pain. Oh my gosh. But believe it or not, between the two, the second one that's going to require more work is also going to be the more stable one. So
cool. If
he can maintain the balance with those two things as well, that's great. He's just going to be juggling for the next couple of years, but it's going to work out. He's just going to stay focused with his heart's desire, what he really, really wants to do. Yeah.
Cool. Mark, thanks for the question on that. And our next live call is coming from Keisha. And Keisha, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello, Keisha. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just calling to see if there's any messages from Spirit.
Okay, so let's see here. I have someone with me right now. This feels like this is a grandmother energy. This is a grandmother spirit. And she's showing me item of clothing. It looks like a dress from the 1800s, but there's something about the color of light blue with a little bit of silver in it. I'm not sure what the color might mean to you. She is there with you. Whatever you're going through right now, you are hearing her words. She is a very strong woman. She's got a strong energy, but yet with you, she also keeps it gentle because she doesn't want to overpower you with her energies. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
and she is helping you. There are, first of all, it looks like there's contracts or some reading that needs to be done for a particular reason. She continues to give me this message to say to you, which is slow and steady wins the race. So whatever chapter of life that you are in right now, it's okay to take your time, even though the situation feels frustrating and or boring. Slow and steady wins the race. Boring, yeah. Pay attention.
I don't want to do it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to do it.
Okay.
Yeah,
you feel like you're having to sit down and split hairs, literally.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh,
yes.
My goodness. Is there anything else in my world besides this
okay. That
I could be doing? Yeah, yeah, because your mind is racing like, oh, I could go la 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 la, and then
I can't do that at all. No,
mm-hmm.
I gotta dissect every word, every number, because I'm dealing with a lot of numbers, and I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna be able to do this. But okay, yeah.
No, you'll get through it, though. And there's something, I don't know if you have a baby book or any items from your early childhood, but there's something about the color of light blue. And if you have any of those items or if they're in storage or something, try to connect with that. And if you don't, that's okay. Just close your eyes and pay attention to whatever picture comes to mind. I think, though, part of that message to give to you is her energies have been with you since you were a little girl. This particular grandmother feels like she's actually two generations back. And so she's very strongly connected with your energies. She has been the one to help teach you about the details. And details are very important for you. And right now, even though it's boring, your life is asking for and requiring
details. Yes.
Oh, yes, yes. And I don't know if this is good or not. This is still going to go on for a little.
I don't want to do it. It's tedious.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to go on for a little while. When this chapter is over, however, you will be having fun, and I actually see you, if you don't literally move out of or away from where you're presently at, you're actually just going to vacation. You're actually going to contact different people so that you can go to two or three or four different places to unwind.
Oh,
so,
I'm looking at
yes.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Thank
all right.
Thanks, Keisha.
You're welcome. God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
And our next caller is Greg. Greg, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good evening. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
Good evening.
Hi. I've been out of work since May. I've been applying for some jobs lately, and those applications have been expiring in the last 2 weeks, but I haven't gotten a call. I just want to know, do you see me getting a call for interviews soon?
Yes. First and foremost, it's also important for you as well. There was a caller earlier who needed to release some stuff from the past regarding her employment life. I see the same thing with you. There's also some what I call extra stuff around you that doesn't need to be there, other energies. Is it okay to go ahead and release that and remove it from you right now?
Absolutely.
Okay. The reason I'm saying this is because it's shifted your perception of what's going on. And not the fact that, yes, you are seeking employment, but this is stuff that's kind of blurring your sight and is giving you anxiety. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So let's get that cleared out of the way for you. And, okay, so it looks like you are doing everything that you possibly can. The interviews for you, it feels like There's something about the 24th of this month. Somewhere between the 24th of this month and into early October, you hear about interviews. And I know that sounds like a long time, but when I say interview, it's not just the interview. That is also a possible job offer that comes with the interview. So there will be some correspondence. There's going to be correspondence very soon. I'll just put it that way, meaning within the next week or so, you will hear something, and then there will be an interview. I see you actually working, finally employed, comfortably by mid-October, meaning October the 15th. So it's coming sooner than it feels like. And I know it's been frustrating for you, and it looks like you're just doing everything you can to not lose your wits about you. Is that about right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So stay focused, say your prayers, release whatever has happened in the past regarding the last work experience. Say your prayers to just ask that to be taken off your back. Ask for forgiveness for that situation and yourself, and then just keep moving forward, knowing that you are going to be blessed with that which you deserve. Also, keep your energies up, because what you also want to pray for is to bring in that which matches your vibration and higher.
Great.
Okay? Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That was so helpful.
You're welcome, Greg. Best wishes to you.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Greg, for your call. Real quick reminder, and we're just pushing it only because we've got so many people calling in tonight, and I want to make sure that if you want to talk to Zoe and we don't get you on the air, that you are able to schedule something with her, and she's got a great deal she's offering. It's her $30 special, gives you 15 minutes, and if you buy that, you get another 15 minutes for free. So make sure to contact her. All of her information is on the Blog Talk show page for Rated G Radio, including a link to her website. You fill out your 401 and she'll get back to you. But her email and phone number are on the show page as well, so call her and schedule a time. Our next caller is Jennifer. And Jennifer, you're now live with Zoe. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wondered if you had any messages from Spirit or anything. Just a general, I don't have a major, like a main question other than that.
Oh, okay. Yes, yep. I understand. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Okay, so that while you were talking, you have a child guide, what we call a joy guide. You have a little joy guide in Spirit. Little girl about...
Is that a joy guide?
Joy, yeah, a joy guide. Like we have Spirit guides and then a joy guide. Yeah. So joy guides are children, and that is their exact purpose and intention, is to bring us joy. So your little girl joy guide, she is an angel. She's about 4 or 5 years old. She wears a yellow robe that's lined in gold. It's very, very pretty. And recently she's been trying to get your attention more and more. And she's having fun with you. It looks like she has moved a couple of things around the house. Like, you know, you wake up one morning and you see something that seems like it was misplaced and you go to put it back. And So those little things happen. Also, while you're driving, sometimes there's noises inside the car. And, you know, just these strange things. So it's her. And you may call her Joy, or you may also give her a name that you are comfortable with. So anyway, she's around you.
She's like existed like a long time. Like, why didn't she choose me? That's how it is.
That's how it is, and it's also what we call an energy match. Yeah. And these children guides, they're usually with us our whole life. Sometimes they do come in, like if we go through a very difficult time, a traumatic time, they come in then, and they, again, this is their intent and their purpose is to bring us joy. And so this little gal's been with you, And she has been trying to get your attention. So now that you're aware, start talking with her just like you're talking with me on the phone.
This is new to me. I know about the spirit guide thing, but this is different.
Oh, okay. Well, well, start having more fun. And that's usually the message as well with the joy guides, is that the part of the message is to have more fun. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent. You're welcome. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call, Jennifer. And our next caller is Melissa. Melissa, you are live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Hello. How are you?
Good. Good. Any messages from my spirit guide?
Yeah. Let's see. You have, who is this? You have a, there's a very tall male spirit guide, very powerful. I would classify this energy as possibly an ascended master. And these energies of this person are working with you right now. One reason is that it looks like in your world, in your life, things are just kind of slightly disorganized. That's only just looking at the picture of your life. So things are a little bit disorganized. There's been some things you've kind of wondered about. This person is here to help bring you clarity. This person has actually been around you for quite some time. So when you feel that you might be being watched, you know, those kind of funny, awkward feelings, that's usually one of our guides. So it's okay to communicate, just say, okay, I know you're here. What's your name? What are we doing? Just visit. So that's what's going on. This energy has also kept you protected. It looks like, I would say, within the last year, there was a near miss on a possible auto accident, and you were kept safe from it. I do see that. And it may not, you probably didn't think twice about it, but things like that, the energies of this person have been keeping you protected. So, yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa. Have a great night. And our last call of the night is coming from Cecilia. Cecilia, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hi, Cecilia. How are you?
I'm okay. My question is, I was seeing if I had any connection with the deceased loved one that had passed.
Okay. What is the first name of the loved one?
Sheila.
You know, first of all, she's showing me the colors of red and gold. And these are also spiritual colors. The color red is for the root chakra. So she is connected with you specifically to help you ground. And she's also helping to raise your spiritual vibration. She adored you and still does, and she wants to be around you. And whatever it is that you need right now, whether it is emotional support or someone to talk to, it's okay to go ahead and talk out loud and communicate. She also acknowledges that there were certain things that she left undone, certain things that she needed to learn. So she's actually connected with you to learn from you what would have been a better way to go about dealing with certain things. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And so her energies, even though we say they're in spirit, we simply move from one dimension to another dimension. And so she is coming back to you both to help teach you, but also, more importantly, especially right now, to learn from you. And she feels safest with your energies because she knows that your style of communication, that you will help her to understand those things that she was not quite getting, shall we say. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And she'll be around as long as you are okay with it.
Of course. Anything. All right.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Cecilia, for your call. Have a great night.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we've got about a minute left, Zoe. Any last words of wisdom on maybe, you know, getting centered in our life or a meditation that we could use?
Sure. Meditation, just in general, some people do meditate for long periods of time. Meditation can be very simple, especially for those who are constantly on the run. Meditation can be standing outside and getting grounded, even if it's for 3 minutes. Meditations in general help us just to stop and to refocus and to remember, okay, this is what I'm working on. This is where I would like for it to go, you know. So just remember that. The other thing is, as far as developing our abilities, remember energy, paying attention to energies, both within ourselves and other people's energies, noting what the similarities and differences are, noting in your gut, you know, does it feel right or does it not feel right? And I know this sounds basic, but, you know, when we are starting this journey, it's always so critical, so important to start with the basics regardless. We can then expand as time goes on. But these are, I would say, these are the doorway. These are the elements of the doorway of opening up, developing, expanding. Most importantly, learning to trust the process, trust these feelings. Just like with you, trust that, okay, well, I'm being awoke at 3 in the morning again. Okay, what do I need to do? Excellent. Now can I go to sleep? Thank you.
I'm putting a post-it note of that. Now can I go to sleep? Thank you. Okay, I love that.
Exactly. Yes.
So everybody, it's been Zoe Niklaus, and she's been our VIP special guest star tonight. If you'd like to have your own private reading with her, you can do it on, I think, phone, Skype, or in person if you're up in the Seattle area. Simply visit her at her website. The link is on the show page here. If you're on West Star Radio in the UK and want to get a hold of Zoe for a private reading, you can contact her U.S. phone number, area code 310-651-1545, or her email is zoe.niklaus@gmail.com, zoe.niklaus@gmail.com. Take advantage of her $30 special. 15 minutes gets you an extra 15 minutes, so it's a BOGO, buy one, get one. And we will see you live on the Thursday show with Mr. Soul Dancer. Tune in. Thanks, Zoe.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.